Never heard of you before. It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to our program. Today we're focusing on Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, and having the giving attitude. What this means and how God can use you to bless others. So, gather your families, open your hearts, and listen to the word. Mark 12, 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts. But a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Yeah, this your boy Hummer and my dude Jay Black. We just stopped by to let you know we're affected by the
Lord. You can't hold me down.
I got the victory. I'm protected.
Come get your son.
Get in here. Yeah, dear Lord, why me? Please tell me exactly what you see. Cause I'm feeling so lost when I'm thinking about me. But I'm feeling so blessed when I'm trying to help me. I'm a she, I see the plan was never about me. The reality, God's will is the focus. If he is your light, then you destined to be what he needs. Just come as you are, standing in the truth. He brought me this far, but I still got a ways to go. But thank you so, Lord, for what I know. By learning your word, then I know how I grow. Get a little knowledge and seeds I sow. And watch that grow. There's the blueprint, so and grow. And of course, believe, cause we know the devil keeps something up to see. So just pray. Dear Father, I'm thanking you for the day. Please bless us to learn your ways and do your ways every day. I need you, looking for my family and friends, and protecting us to the end. We repent for all our sins, looking for your mercy and grace in them. Through the blood you cover us in. If you understand, if you understand, I mean you understand, then lift your hands and repeat after me when I say amen, amen.
You can't kill me, no.
I'm protected by the blood.
I'm protected.
thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us activity of our limbs. And I pray over AZ and people who's listening to this podcast. And I pray over this podcast. And God, thank you for making Jesus on Christmas. And happy Christmas, everybody. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mackenzie. And thank you, Humble, for that wonderful song. So I promise not to make this debate. And what I mean is that I'm taking this straight from the Bible. I received a lot of responses about our episode on pastors, wealth, and tithing. And some listeners were like, I'm on Rodney's side. And then some said, you're right. I don't know anyone who faithfully tithes and still struggling. But the truth of the matter is there's no wrong or right. But I'll tell you what really, really, really and truly touched me. One person said, it's not okay to guilt people into giving money and turn around and not use the money wisely. And then I got hit again with their follow-up comment. Pastors just don't want to admit what's happening. Pastors just don't want to admit what's happening. And so this message, this sermon is really a moment of truth. I've been praying all week about this message and asking God to lead this and allow the word to clear up some things. And at the same time, because it's so important, at the same time, protect our ministries, because our ministries need to continue. So it was put on my heart to give you this message titled, The Giving Attitude. The Giving Attitude. Now, when we think about giving back to God, the first story that illustrates this in the Bible is the story of Cain and Abel. It is in this story where we see the right attitude and the wrong attitude. See, God preferred Abel's offering, but rejected Cain's. And many Bible scholars say God rejected Cain's offering because Cain was merely going through the motions and really didn't want to give. But this is God. Why wouldn't you want to give to the one who's responsible for everything we're able to do in our lives? Imagine, I think we all have been there, right? You ask someone for something, and you can tell they don't want to do it. Because they did the well and finally say, all right, I'll do it. You either say, never mind, I'll ask someone else, or you take it because there is no one else to go to. But as we all know, God doesn't need to go to anyone. And God doesn't need us to give anything. But over and over again, we hear, give 10% of your earnings. Give a tenth of your earnings. Be cheerful. Don't worry about where the money is going. After hearing this, some people feel even more defeated because they look at their earnings and they're trying to figure out how to pay their bills. So tithing becomes an afterthought. And sometimes we can be so far removed that we forget about those who truly struggle. But I remember sitting in church, hearing the pastor say over and over again, you're robbing God. You're cheating God. And I remember telling myself, if I get a raise, I'll tithe. Raise came and I was just giving God tips, meaning I was just giving him spare currency. A few dollars here, $20 there, nothing significant, nothing really to illustrate my appreciation. And then I said, if I get a higher paying job, I'll tithe. I got a job that doubled my salary. Still just tipping. And meantime, I'm making more, spending more, and had very little to show for it. I was struggling. See, we can call ourselves frugal. We can be stingy when it comes to God. But the next thing you know, we're missing blessings. Blessing after blessing. See, God wants us to want to give. It's not a commandment, but we're encouraged to do so. Now, here I am ministering and being asked, do I tithe or not? Where does the money go? And should pastors be wealthy? And before we go to the word, let me say that outside of the Bible, there are benefits when it comes to giving. Giving is a wonderful thing. Giving can reduce stress and put us in a better mood. Giving can give one a sense of purpose. Giving, even wealthy people who don't give to the church figured this out, that when your hands are open, people take from you, but because your hand is open, we're also in a position to receive. Now, when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to the word, God tells us in Malachi 3:10 to test him. God says he will pour out so much blessing that there will not be enough room to store it. The only time in the Bible God is telling you to test him. What a promise. What an ask. And Jesus brought clarity to tithing. In fact, Jesus brought clarity to the key to salvation, the ideal relationship with God, and the ideal relationship with fellow man. And that's the heart. Where's your heart? Is it in the right place? See, the fact is, and this is a fact, if we focus on who gives and who doesn't give, how much they give, how little they give, what church they're giving to, what the church is doing with the money and what they should be doing with the money, we're missing out on the experience of showing God all of this is his and our practice of tithing is evidence. We miss out on the experience of thanking God for trusting us with our resources and being a blessing to others. We miss out on keeping church in a world that has strategically attacked our faith, our church, and our practice. You miss out. When your hands are closed, you can't give, but you can't receive. When your hands are closed, you truly miss out on a beautiful feeling of helping those in need. When your hands are closed and you don't put in the time, you can't support kingdom business. So the widow gave two coins, basically all she had, and God knows everything. Let me say that again. God knows everything. See, on the outside, we see rich people dropping large gifts into the chest. But in reality, before the widow gave, there was no real sacrifice. Again, the two coins the widow gave was all she had. And see, God looks at the whys. Why are we giving? And what are we doing with what we're receiving? Why do we want to receive? So many of us understand the story and agree with the widow's actions, but because tithing is not a commandment, we don't emulate those actions. I'm here to tell you today to pray for guidance. Ask God to reveal to you what to do. Because the truth of the matter is this: what you pay is between you and God. And if you're looking at a pastor, their wealth or management of money, their distribution of resources, that too is between them and God. Ministers, spiritual leaders have a duty, and that duty is to lead by example. And we have to ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? First, our heart should be in the right place. Now ask yourselves, where would the church be without the support, the coverage, the financing? How can a church thrive if no one gives? See, we're in a world, specifically a country, that requires money to spotlight ministries. And it's tough to make decisions, but when you go to God, it's like putting on glasses for the first time. See, your heart's in the right place. You want the money you earn to go to a worthy cause. You want to make sure that it goes to the right place. You want to make certain it's put to good use. Frankly speaking, you want it in the right hands. I'm here to tell you, when you know what you know and understand that God has all the power. And it's all his, and because of God, at the end of the day, it goes where it's supposed to go. What man intends for evil, God can make it for good. Maybe someone has bad intentions, but God is in control. See, despite what they do with the money, God is in control, and you stand to be blessed. The one time God said test him pertains to tithing. The one time. Again, read Malachi 3:10. Not commanded, but encouraged. Not commanded, but encouraged. And when you show God you trust him, when you understand all this is his, you will see a significant change in your life. Are some leaders creating an illusion to draw you in and take your money? Some pastors are greedy, just like some Christians are greedy, just like some people are greedy. Some pastors forget the mission, just like some Christians forget the mission. Just like some people are unaware of the mission. The human factor will always be the human factor. And it's not fair to demonize any one group, pastors, gospel singers, Christians. We all reflect the world. But with God, the money will go where it's supposed to. Because of God, he will bless who he chooses. With God, he will give to those he called to do wonders. Our expectations mean nothing. Deception means nothing. Greed means nothing. God chooses where it all goes. It's his. At the end of the day, it's his. And just watch. You'll see God work wonders in your life if you let him. He'll make a way when you trust him. He'll clear a path when your heart's in the right place. See, if you don't want to truly give, he doesn't want it. What is it that God wants you to do? Who does God want you to bless? Where does God want you to put your money? Just ask. I implore you to ask. There are some pastors who make a considerable amount of money because the church is bringing a significant amount of money. Are those dollars used to further kingdom business? I'm in no place to answer that. But if we are misusing or taking under false pretenses, only God knows, and that's for God to address. In Matthew 21:12, Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought inside the temple, and he overturned the table of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. If your ministry is, if your church is a den of thieves or a den of robbers, God will turn over the table. We shouldn't worry. We need Jesus's cleansing power to drive out practices of ill-gotten gains. God, show us the way. God is telling us to do right with the resources he has afforded us. He's telling us to do right because he trusts us. Do right because it's the right thing to do. I truly believe when we faithfully give, we're allowing God to work through us and really, truly affecting lives. I believe when we faithfully give, we're demonstrating an enormous amount of trust, and this is evidence of faith. See, the truth of the matter is, this is all God's. The tithes, the offerings, the gifts, all of this belongs to God. And he's looking at your heart. He knows your heart. Not how much money you gave. He's looking at your heart. Not how much money you take in. He's looking at your heart. I'm sure the rich people were feeling good about themselves, publicly showing what they were giving. If you want to call it that. See, there was no real sacrifice. No one was hurting financially from their gifts until the widow threw in all she had. And for this, Jesus knew it was necessary to call his disciples to him and spotlight the selfless actions of the widow. Jesus knows it's necessary to spotlight your selfless actions. See, the widow wasn't seeking attention. And we don't have to seek attention. Jesus does it for us because he wants us to be a model for the rest of the world. Allow the Lord to work through you. Allow God to demonstrate his goodness by blessing you. God is waiting for you to test him. God is waiting for you to trust him. We love comfort. We want security. But no matter how much money we make, without God, there's no such thing. The richest people have lost everything. But people who were lost found God and got everything. He can take your nothing and make it everything. I want you to remember that this Christmas, on Christmas, the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ. That widow gave us everything she had, her only coins, and God, our God, gave us his only son. Amen. This episode is brought to you by Manna Ministries. Manna Ministries, an initiative that focuses on extending our reach beyond the walls of our church to touch the lives of those in our community and beyond. So let me say this. This initiative aims to share the message of Christ's love through various forms of outreach, addressing both spiritual and practical needs, right? Focusing on providing essential services that enhance the well-being of individuals and families, and reflecting the servant heart of Jesus Christ. Visit us at mannaministries704.org. Manna Ministries. Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown, unknown. It's the unknown, unknown preacher.